my investment in the holiday, St. Patrick's Day, has certainly waned over time because I have made choices in the past that I would not make now.
I mean, if we're being honest, the more important holiday in Lawrence is the zombie walk on Halloween.
Why don't we have zombie walks every holiday?
We should. Next year, you should start the Christmas zombie walk.
Mm-hmm. St. Patrick's zombie walk. Just everybody is wearing green. Mm-hmm. Super bloody. Irish accented groans.
Faith and Bagora. If you get pinched, part of you comes off.
Oh, no.
Welcome to my shop. What is it you want? Pardon me, I'm a... Peltzer's my name. I'm an inventor. Peltzer, huh? Peltzer. I'm an inventor. I could show you some inventions. Like, this, for instance. Seriously. This looks like a cigar cutter. Okay, fine. It's a cigar cutter. I don't have a lot of other stuff that I invented. You know what? Fine. Anyway, I see you have some interesting things around here. I was hoping I could find something kind of exotic for my son. Got anything like that? Maybe in that box over there? What, that box? Yeah, that one. Okay, fine, I'll show you what's in the box. It's called a Mogwai. Okay. Very mystical creature. It's pretty cute. I'll take it. I would never sell him.
Oh, come on, seriously? Look, I got like $300. I'll give it to you right now.
Grandpa, you could sell it to him.
Listen, I'm not going to sell it to him, okay?
Oh, come on, Grandpa.
Why are you even here? You should be home. No circumstances. Are you to sell it to this man for any price? All right, fine. I'll just stay here and wait till you're gone. Totally won't just stay here and wait for your grandson to come back and sell it to me anyway because your shop looks like it's kind of failing. Just gonna say...
Hey, mister. My grandpa may have said not to sell you the thing, but we kind of need the money. So you have, like, what, $300, right? Whatever you have in your pocket, we'll take it. Here's the box.
Man, what a chump, that kid. Did lose $300, though. But hey, I get something from a kid, finally. And I can't wait to see him open this up. I hope I remember all the rules.
There are three rules. You must follow. One, don't let it get wet. Or two, don't let it near sunlight. And the most important of all, never, under any circumstances, feed them after midnight.
Oh well.
Look what I brought home. It's a tiny monster.
Supposed to get it wet.
Oh no, a whole army of tiny, adorable monsters. Well, I certainly won't break any more of the rules.
Hungry.
What time is it? Oh, thank goodness, it's still midnight. As long as I don't feed them after midnight, we're still safe. What if I feed them at midnight and they still have food left over? It's not like I fed them after midnight, they just ate after midnight.
Hungry.
Fine. Here, have some sliced carrots. What a long, hard day of pet-owning responsibility. Woo!
Hey, what's up with all these?
What things?
These egg things here.
Eggs?
You didn't notice these?
Whoa. I don't know.
Does this have something to do with your gremlin?
No.
Did you feed it after midnight?
Isn't it always after midnight?
Well, I mean, you got it wet, right?
Well, yeah, you saw the other guys running around, right?
Huh. Yeah. Where are the other ones?
I don't know.
Hey, you know, some of these look like they've hatched.
I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, did you just hear something in the kitchen?
I got all the beads! How many did you get?
I got 4 beads, but none of them are strung together.
Hey, buddy.
I think down
here.
We're lost.
No, down here. Down.
Oh, you.
It's me, the four-leaf clover. You almost just walked right on past.
Oh, I am terribly sorry. I gotta make a wish on you now. Oh, jeez, what should I wish for? Got it. I got my wish. Okay. I want you to listen good. I want you to listen real close, all right?
What else do I have to do? I'm sitting here listening.
I wish that Macaulay Culkin wasn't drugged as a child so that he would become a better actor than he is today.
Wow. He's already quite a good actor.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're talking DiCaprio levels right now.
Done.
There it is.
We cut to a world in which Macaulay Culkin is the best actor ever.
Devastating news from Hollywood today. Macaulay Culkin was crushed to death by all of his Oscars. There will be a viewing with a closed casket.
Dang, that's rough. I really liked him in Star Wars.
And now, Safari So Good. The story of one family's journey on safari in Africa in the early part of the 20th century. More or less.
My name is Fiona Bazool. My father dragged me here to this continent so he could go on safari and shoot things.
I'm Gunther. I'm along on the ride for the safari. It's more of a, I hate to be disparaging to myself, but kind of a lackey. Honestly, I'm not having a very good time.
I'm Orson. I'm an inhabitor of this here green wooded area. You may notice I'm a gorilla, and I am always looking for the next big idea.
Miss Bazool, I hate to ask a favor, but I think I've been bitten by a snake.
Oh, Gunter, people have been trying this pickup line on me for years. No, I'm not going to suck out the poison wherever it happens to have been.
Well, if it helps, it is nowhere near one of my lower extremities.
I'm not sucking it out of an upper extremity either, you pervert.
I'm sorry to have made you feel so uncomfortable. I don't suppose we could head back to camp and get the snake bite kit. I do have several anti-venoms that I keep around. was hoping that maybe I could get one of those so I won't die.
I hate to go back now. We just got out here. We haven't even found any wildlife yet.
I mean, we're not that far from the camp. I mean, maybe a few hundred meters, but look, if you're okay on your own, I could go back on mine.
If you leave, who's going to carry my water?
We really should have packed more mules.
Come on, just roll with it, Gunter. A lot of people pay good money for those kinds of sensations.
I suppose if... fine, I can do it as long as you give me your word that you will carry me back to camp when I pass out.
I am not going to carry you back to camp, Gunter.
You're not fine. I guess the last alternative is you cut off my hand.
I would rather do that. Can we just do that? Why didn't you even do that in the first place? Like, that should be your first thing. Like, okay, I got bit by a snake. How can I deal with this situation without inconveniencing Fiona? I know, cut off my hand. That should have been your process of thought.
You're right. I should have thought of that first. I'm sorry. Here, take my machete.
You want me to cut off your hand?
Well, it's going to be really awkward for me to cut off my own hand. Like,
Gunter, you're not being very helpful right now.
Here, snakey.
You talk. Do all the... I guess technically we're part of the same, like, simian race, kind of, but, like, I'm totally more evolved than you, but I don't mean any offense. Like, you're clearly stronger than me.
Let's be real clear on who's tromping through the forest here needing help, all right? I perhaps am the one that would stand with a higher status right now.
That's a good point. I'm just so surprised. I'm not used to talking animals outside of the movies.
I'm not used to talking jerks coming into my area.
That's fair. I do apologize. What is there something that I can do to make up my horrible misstep?
I'm sorry. I'm a little worked up. I was looking for a snake because I've got a date tonight and they make a perfect tie. But you were looking for help.
I don't know if you've noticed, but my hand's starting to turn purple and it's getting really like uncomfortable. I was hoping that someone would suck out the poison.
That's terrible.
Is it an interesting environment, but I don't want to die here.
Well, just rest assured that if you do, there your body will simply be returned to the bounty that is the forest and good use will come of it.
I'm lost in the jungle. This sucks.
Where are you headed?
I'm headed back to my camp, thank you very much. And no, I'm not telling you where it is.
That's fine. You don't have to. It would make it a little easier for me to look it up here on my GPS.
Look, I didn't come into this jungle to make your life easier, okay? I am basically a princess, okay?
Here in the jungle, we don't really ascribe to that sort of hierarchy ever since we deposed the king of the jungle there.
Oh, you deposed him. Can I tell you a secret, hairy jungle creature?
Oh, I mean, if you're going to sweet talk me like that, sure.
I've been hoping that my father would be deposed because this kind of stress of being basically a princess, it's crushing. Every day there are things that I'm expected to do and I have to do and I hate it.
Sounds exhausting.
I hate it so much that I left behind all of civilization to come here and tromp through a dark, disease-infested where there isn't even a Starbucks.
What? No, there's not a Starbucks. We use Caribou coffee around here. They're more into the fair trade.
We're not civilized at all here. Welcome to At Home Sir Mimer. I'm your hunky host, John. We have with us today Team
Chowser Plunk.
Team Kerplunk.
I'm Team Chowser Plunk.
Spink the Plink.
It's Pink Miss Blink.
Spink, pink, Miss Pink.
Spank this pink.
Team Plink Miss Pink.
You know, my mother's name was actually Plink Miss Blink.
It's time for your first challenge on Sir Mimer. Your very existence in the game is at stake, so do your very best. Team Chowser Plunk, are you ready?
Ready!
Woo! But yeah, okay.
Born ready. Born ready.
Team, are you ready for your first challenge?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Ow, ow, ow.
Was that today?
Most of them are ready for their first challenge. You're going to have exactly 2 minutes to complete this challenge. And it's a physical challenge, so you're going to be going all throughout the place where you currently are. I'm going to be sending over a list of items for you to find. It's an at-home scavenger hunt. Each item you find is worth 1 point. Get ready. Here are your items. Your 2 minutes begins now.
All right. Oh, I got somebody.
Okay. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Brush is hey, Brush.
He's got to be out of it.
I got him. 1.5 minutes remaining.
Hey, Greg. 2, 3, 4. From now. Okay.
Trouble. Here we go.
I got
sheet music. I got sheet music.
Okay.
Plants are like frisbees.
Oh, wait. Okay. Drum.
You see, oh.
Technically, he's got a drum head.
Okay.
Your time is halfway up. Oh. There's a lot of heavy breathing happening over there. 1 minute.
Tweet says,
it's hustling.
This
is the most work I've done all
year. Body on the list. Dead body on the list.
I got a fire
flag.
Dead body.
I can't believe you made this so simple for me. This is embarrassing for you. How simple this is for me.
I don't know
how I meant to study this way.
30 seconds.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
Okay. Let's go. 70 books in the way.
Culling book.
We'll see about. We'll find out.
Oh, no.
Okay.
10.
All right. I don't have anything in the basement.
Go ahead and settle. We'll see what you ended up with. Well, we've got some folks out of breath. If you found a paintbrush, hold it up. Hold up your paintbrushes.
I found a tiny comb.
We cannot count that as a paintbrush. I'm sorry. Terry, you've got paintbrushes. Jason C., you've got a paintbrush. Clara and Lauren, are those makeup brushes?
No, this is an actual paintbrush.
A makeup brush, but you paint your face on with it, so it counts.
Cool. I'm going to paint your point on. Oh, dear, it washed off.
Oh.
Carol got a paintbrush. Kevin, you got a paintbrush.
I got a paintbrush.
Ivy got a paintbrush. And Dickard got a paintbrush.
Yeah, that's right.
I got yours too. Nice.
Sir, I don't believe in art, so that is really against my nature.
How many of you found a flag? Hold up the flag if you found it.
I could wave my arms. Does that count?
Your arms are not flags. Okay. No points for flags.
This is my prayer flag. This is my prayer flag.
Cool. I see that you went and got that just after I
I pray that you didn't notice that.
Okay, great. Tim, you got a Chiefs flag there. Nice job. Carol, you have a miniature American flag. And Ivy, you have a full-sized Union Jack. Whose side are you on, Ivy? How many of you found a religious item? Jason C., I'm sorry, that is a cultural item. What have you got there?
This is the 12 Steps and Traditions book from AA, which is notoriously religious.
We're going to give you a half point for that.
I have the Daily Walk Bible. Good stuff? Yeah.
It has the word Bible in it. That's worth half a point.
I also have a Bible. It's the Life Application Study Bible.
Okay, yep, that counts.
You know, just like the Bible, you'll never get to the end.
This is the Paladin description in Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, that counts. Hey, Carol, what have you got there?
It's the Shiva.
Ivy, you also have iconography there.
Religious.
I'm sorry, Dickard, we can't count the Ghostbusters car. Eugene, what are we looking at here?
This is an image of Christ in the bottom of my sheet pan.
Wow.
I'm going to give you a half point for that. Kevin found a cross there, a translucent cross. Why is that cross translucent, Kevin?
Because it has a candle on it, too. Yeah, to light up the Lord.
It's a cross.
It is a cross of sorts. They should meet right in the middle somehow.
Do I get another half point if I found a drawing of a cross?
Thank you.
How many of you found eyeliner? We got eyeliner from Kelsey, Clara, and Lauren. What have you? Jason seems to have an ink pen.
I will put this on my eyelid if that gets me points right now.
I've done that in a pinch before, so I hear you.
It's true.
Okay, Carol definitely has some eyeliner there.
I got an eyeliner.
Kevin, you do have eyeliner, but you also disappeared for a moment just now.
Yeah, the camera went off. I was holding it up. I don't know what happened.
That was real convenient that the camera disappeared, and then when you reappeared, you had eyeliner. How many of you found the coloring book?
Me.
Technically, any book can be a coloring book if you try hard enough.
Kelsey, what have you got there?
This is a brain games book where you draw the item and then you color. I just haven't colored it yet.
Thanks. Counts, yes. Okay. And Jason, what have you got?
This is literally a brain games book in that it is The Anatomy of the Human Brain, a colorful introduction coloring book.
Okay. And I see, Lauren, you've got your Harry Potter coloring book there. Nice.
One of five, yeah.
Great. I misread it and I thought it was just books. So I grabbed Inferno by Dan Brown.
It has a color in it. It is Dan Brown, so we're going to give that a half a point.
No, I color in every book, in all my books.
Gene, that's a half a point.
I have one. It's not a coloring book, but it's a thing I colored in.
And that would have been really great if you had gotten it during the scavenger hunt. Bongo drum. Anybody find a bongo drum?
I do have this guy back here. I just couldn't pull it out.
Okay, yep, that counts, Claire. That's a point.
Yeah.
Lauren, you have a bong.
I got you back there, brother.
Oh, man.
Eugene comes through in a pinch. Oh, Eugene, that bongo has seen better days. It's been
down Mexico way, if you know what I mean.
I have a Pyrex container with popcorn in it, but kind of.
That's what we call a hobo's bongo.
All of you are beating on various things, but... only one of you has anything resembling a bongo. Okay, did anybody find a Scrabble game?
No. Wait, oh crap, I have a...
Oh, I see Kevin found one. Carol found one.
I got a Yahtzee sheet, but we don't have Scrabble.
My life is a game of hard Scrabble. Is that worth a half point?
I ate some scrambled eggs.
Digital Scrabble game?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I like your
digital Scrabble. That's a half point right there, I think. Yes. Did anybody find sheet music?
There we go.
Yes. Jason K, that counts. Clara, that counts.
Yeah.
Harry, that counts.
I have guitar chords. I don't know if it's not specifically.
That'll work.
I misread that as game sheet, so I also grabbed this.
Okay.
My D&D character sheet.
Yes. There you go. Eugene found some. Eugene's got everything musical. September song. Can you give us a little rendition of that, Eugene?
When I was a young man, courting the girls, I played a waiting game.
Any more than that, we have to pay for copyright use, so.
Sheet music. We're on the board.
That's half creative point. Enough. That might get you a half point there. Who found a Frisbee?
Frisbee for, Frisbee golf.
Good. Yes, that counts. Good.
Wow.
I would like to dedicate my points to Molly and Drew, who got married on June 25th, 2005, which is what this used to say.
They put it on a Frisbee?
Wow.
That's goals right there.
And you should have put it on a boomerang.
Tim, is that a Frisbee? It looks kind of like the cover to a smoke detector.
It is a Max Flight Frisbee disc.
If you're drawing a picture of a Frisbee, Ivy, you're too late.
I'm not.
Did they meet frosting? One final item, celery. Who found celery?
I don't have any vegetables in my house.
But I do have frozen vegetables.
Jason is the only one that found some kind of limp celery. Lauren, I love your try. Carol is healthy. You know, that Jambalaya Girl brand jambalaya, that's the best.
I got some green stuff.
Just because you label your orange eggplant celery, Ivy, does not make it celery. And also, Carol, unfortunately, you are eating your evidence.
No, I got all this. I got enough celery for everybody. Look.
Oh, good. Kevin found some celery after the buzzer went off. You got to watch Kevin every second. In the future, when you're all against Kevin instead of on his team, keep your peepers fixed squarely on him. Your team got 22 total points.
Woo-hoo! All right.
Jason K., you scored 5 of those yourself. Jason C., 2.5 of those. Is that enough? We'll find out. Carol did very well for you. She found 6 of those items. And unless I'm wrong, I think Dickard found only 1 of those items. Your team has found a total of 19 items. Team Chowser Clock, you lost by a lot.
Oh. What?
Rigged. It was rigged.
Wait. You know how hard my life is, and now this?
I'll be honest and say that I spent a lot of my time looking for things that weren't on the list. I don't know if everybody else got the same list that I did in the chat, but mine was mostly just a bunch of eggplant emojis that got sent over.
I have 0 flags. I should probably get some white flags because I'm usually giving up a thing.
Keeping my eyes on a couple of people because I feel like they're only putting in like the least amount of effort to get the most reward, and like my coattails are already full. I don't need more people on the back of them. So
all in all, there's a few people that I'm probably a little bit worried are gonna drag the team down. I think that Terry, Lauren, Clara, Kelsey, and Jason all really struggled to really pull their weight.
I really wish I had a bongo drum because I don't think I annoy my neighbors enough.
And I'm glad I didn't have celery. I don't need that devil's lettuce in my house.
I really respected the old dodge out of the room on Jason K's part, because if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I'm really kind of hoping to ride the coattails of some of the players. And so if there's anybody that I'm looking out for, it's probably Clara, Lauren, Jason, Kelsey, and Terry.
I just need to acquire more items, maybe things in my house, so I'm not caught off guard.
All in all, what this has really inspired me to do is become a hoarder, because I will do whatever it takes to win.
You notice that Jason K would do whatever it takes to win. Is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
I'd say probably an advantage, because if he could just maybe move a little quieter and not get caught, then we're off to the races. So I support it.
You attempted to pass off a houseplant as celery. Do you think that impressed your teammates?
I think my team will appreciate the tried and true effort I put in to pass off not only a houseplant, but a fake houseplant as celery. That just shows that I'm willing to go above and beyond what's needed.
You're the only one from your whole team that had a bongo drum. What's wrong with the rest of your team?
They're not married to my husband.
Is that a situation that you're willing to address?
You know what? I am not willing to address that. If there's any more instruments challenges of how many instruments you own, I'm not going to say how many accordions we own, but it's more than 3.
Clara is not willing to have the rest of you married to her husband so that your team can advance. Is she really a team player?
What I do know is that I am willing to engage in a clandestine group marriage with Clara's husband in order to advance this team.
I got a couple things to say. First of all,
can't wait.
You know, you're not going to have to. So first of all, I don't appreciate half points because I am not a halfway person. So these half points are a slap in the face and they won't be forgotten.
You said that you came here to make enemies. Do you feel like you've made some enemies today?
I'm getting there. I'm certainly getting there.
I really like the way our team worked together to gain the 19 points. We all could have worked a little harder to do more, but.
Now, Kevin, you just said that you could have worked a little harder to find a few more items. You did find a few more items. You just found them well after the buzzer went off.
Yeah, I'm saying that my teammates could have worked a little harder too.
Oh, but you feel like you worked just as hard as you needed to.
I worked harder than anybody else.
Okay. Even though Carol got twice as many objects as you did.
That was luck. That was luck. She must have been sitting right on top of him.
Fool, I got an entire flag. Do you know how heavy this thing is?
You made some enemies possibly today when you unfurled this flag from a country that, as far as I know, you don't even live in. Are you here to make friends?
I'll make whatever I need to make.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for this, Joan. We got a woman who hoards celery. We have a guy in a bandana who thinks our team name is Trouser Chunk. We have a naked man spinning around on a swirly chair, presumably with no protection for the chair.
It's very comfortable.
Not for whoever sits in the chair next. And I also have to deal with a young woman who hates freedom, apparently, and a man who looks like he twisted a squirrel into the shape of a hard candy and shoved it onto his chin. This is my team?
Do you feel like Carol is a threat coming out of the gate so strong like that?
She's a threat and she's also conniving because we saw her walk and try to grab something that she claimed was kind of like a coloring book, except it wasn't a book and it wasn't coloring. So she's a challenge. She has a lot of vegetables and she has a lot of cunning.
Dickard, you had a hard time with the challenge today.
Hard. Maybe if you had more like sex toys or salt and pepper shakers or something on there, I would have done a little better. But you know, that's not up to me.
I'm just going to put a hypothetical situation out there for you. If one of the items of the scavenger hunt had been a shirt, could you have found one? Let me have a show of hands. How many of you feel like you got the short straw when it comes to teammates?
I think I did great.
If it was just Kevin and I, we would have been on top.
One of your teammates got half the points.
That's not how math works, man. You got less than a third.
I could make any face I wanted to. Wait a second. You guys are moving now.
Also, it's just comfy in here. I feel very hugged by my things.
Chugging Red Bulls and snorting Smarties. And punching yourself in the abs.
That's cool. I got a lot of other gigs.
This is just like the ball pit my parents were murdered in.
Why is it wet?
They took away all the balls.
Damn it, I left my pants at home.
Grandma's been messing with the seat again.
This light bulb is higher in sodium.
Toilet paper.
I feel like I'm overdressed. There's so much crack here.
Okay.